It's showtime, folks.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva, viva Las Vegas!
This is J.D. Doyle, and you are listening to Queer Voices. And in a moment, I'll get to why you heard Elvis sing us into this segment. My guest is Sharon Lockridge. Sharon, welcome to Queer Voices.
Thank you, JD.
I invited you on the show to talk about a project you've been involved with for a while now. But first, share with us what organization you are with and how are you involved with them?
I'm with Northwoods Unitarian Universalist Church. I've had several capacities within the church, one of them being a chair and being a member of our Welcoming Congregation Committee. The capacity that I'm in here for today is to promote our prom that we hold every year. It's for GLBT youth and their allies.
You mentioned a prom. Tell us about the prom.
So, I don't know if everybody remembers, but about four or five years ago, there was a girl in Mississippi that was not allowed to bring her girlfriend to the prom, and one of our churches, our sister churches over in Mississippi, helped organize a prom that she was allowed to bring her girlfriend to, and that gave us the idea to try to hold one in this community. Being from the Woodlands, there are a lot of community organizations that do not welcome the GLBT community into their events, such as there are some local schools, high schools, that do not allow for people to bring somebody of the same sex to the prom with them. Some are a little bit more vocal and disapproving than others. There was a few instances that made some headlines, and we decided as an organization that we were going to be welcoming to that community and give those people an alternative to their own school to bring their same-sex date to the prom.
Now, I know this event is not intended to compete with the Houston Hatch Prom, which is later this year, but I understand that group was helpful in the beginning in advising y'all how to do the project.
Absolutely. I met with Deborah Murphy, who is with Hatch, probably in 2009, I think, and I actually went to go see how they ran it. Now, they've had 20-something years more experience than we have. We're just very grateful that Deb was able to give us some information and help us with some ideas to get started for the prom.
What do you hope the prom brings to the community?
We're hoping not only do we give people a place to bring their significant others to go to the prom, to enjoy a prom just like everybody should whenever they're in high school, but we're also hoping that we give somebody a little bit of hope that, you know, they may be going through some struggles now, especially in our community that doesn't seem to be as accepting as others, that one day they may find somebody that will be accepting and they will be able to blossom into who they really are and not feel like they have to be in the closet, not feel like they don't have the same things that people who are straight do because they are not welcomed to do those things, to participate in those events such as the prom.
This is the, I believe, fourth prom. What's been the response to the first three?
The response has been overwhelmingly great. I came into it expecting, you know, really expecting there to be some backlash, and we were prepared. We've had security for all the years that we've had it. The first one was very overwhelming, and then it grew. We have people coming from South Houston now, Baytown. The word has gotten out about this prom, and we have parents that send us letters about how desperate they were for their children to be accepted into the community, and they were just very grateful that their child was able to participate in this event. The response has been overwhelmingly positive, and it makes me so proud to have been a part of that, to know that maybe these kids saw that hope and these parents saw that hope that they were able to do something quote-unquote normal in the community.
What's the theme for this year?
This year's theme is, it's Showtime, Las Vegas.
So there'll be gambling then?
No, absolutely not. At the prom, we will be having, well, I'm not going to spoil any surprises, but we will be having lots of really good music, and people that are accepting and like-minded. There will be food, and there will be people from all over Houston that you can network with and meet that are just like you and accepting of you. There will be a photo booth and door prizes and just a lot of fun.
In full disclosure, I helped out last year.
Absolutely.
And I was on the mic helping give away door prizes, and there were some good door prizes.
I was wishing I was 16 years old again.
Yes. I don't know about what they have donated for this year yet, but they were pretty good last time. How many attended last year?
Last year, I believe there was 86, like that. I forget.
But they look good.
Yes, they were a good-looking 86 people.
And where is it held?
It is held at our church at Northwoods Unitarian Universalist Church. The address is 1370 North Milbend Drive, and that's in the Woodlands.
And where do people get more information?
To get more information, there is a Facebook page, and it's called It's Showtime, NUUC's 4th Annual GLBT Prom.
Now, that's for the kids, for them to sign up and so forth. There's also a volunteer page, a similar name, just NUUC Prom 2014 volunteer page.
Correct.
You got to pretty much type those in exact, though, on Facebook. They don't help you much. You know, we haven't given the date.
The date is April 26th. That's a Saturday. And the doors will open at 7 p.m. And we will promptly be closing at 11 p.m. because we've got church the next morning. We got to clean up.
Last year, those folks cleaned up fast because they had to pick up the wood floor and put all the seats back and so forth. I was amazed. I didn't help. I just was in awe.
Right. I think we got out of there probably by about 1 o'clock in the morning, which is amazing considering all the confetti that was in the carpet.
We're not allowed to give the prices on the air, but these prices are very reasonable. And you can find that information on the Facebook page anyhow. I know there has to be rules for the prom. Things like no drugs, no alcohol. For what ages is the prom intended?
The prom is intended for juniors and seniors in high school and their guests that are under 21.
And there'll be chaperones, security, and all that good stuff.
Correct. We've always hired security for this. These are off-duty police officers. There will also be tons of chaperones from the church, and there's just people that come that are giving their heart and willing to help make this event happen. So there's going to be plenty of people around to help make your time here secure and fun.
Leading question. Do you need volunteers, and what kind of help do you need?
We can always use volunteers. We probably could use some donations for door prizes.
Well, for example, last year I gave some iTunes gift cards.
Those were very popular items. Think like a 16-year-old or ask one. Yes, iTunes were very popular prize. I was a little envious of it. But anything you're thinking about that a 16-year-old or possibly somebody that will be going off to college in a year or two might need. And also, we could always use more food because teenagers like to eat, all of the community. So we try to keep our vegan friends in mind and our gluten-free friends in mind. Anything that you can think of that you're willing to give from your heart would be great.
Let's kind of recap the alternative prom. Is that the proper name? ALL, alternative prom?
It always has a name. That's kind of like a subtitle. It's Showtime Alternative Prom.
April 26th at the Northwoods Unitarian Universalist Church in the Woodlands. That's at 1370 North Millbend Drive. At our Queer Voices page online, this information will be available also. Sharon, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, JD.
You're listening to Queer Voices.